A surprise announcement today that bridges both the legal and business communities. J. Michael Ludig, one of the nation's most prominent and conservative judges, is leaving the federal bench. He's going to become senior vice president and general counsel for the Boeing company. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Passed over twice this year for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, Ludig said in an interview today that he had not sought the Boeing job, but when it arose by serendipity, it was an opportunity he could not forego. In his resignation letter to the president, Ludig cited the financial needs posed by two children rapidly approaching college age, and he pointed to Boeing as a, quote, icon with a central role in the nation's defense preparedness. He said he's loved every moment of being a federal judge and said it was a particular privilege to have served in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, when the federal appeals court he sits on in Richmond handled many of the critical legal issues stemming from the detention of so-called enemy combatants. In most of those cases, Ludig sided consistently with the Bush administration and its assertion of sweeping powers. But he was sometimes reversed by the Supreme Court, and in December, when the administration did a U-turn in a case, apparently to avoid Supreme Court review, Ludig suggested that the administration had jeopardized its own credibility by improperly manipulating the system. For Boeing, which has been plagued by influence-peddling scandals involving government contracts, the Ludig hire is a coup that comes on top of an entire new management team. Richard Abulafia is an aviation industry analyst.
Well, he's a legal heavy hitter, and of course that sends the signals that they're very serious about oversight and corporate governance and ethics in general.
Bucknell University business professor Michael Johnson Kramer agrees.
The signals to the contracting community that Boeing is serious about the business ethics issues that it's confronted, that under its new leadership, that they're moving ahead and really trying to clean house.
But Nobel Prize winner and former Stanford Business School Dean Michael Spence cautions that landing Ludig is not enough.
I think it'll be viewed positively because a person of that stature is not likely to accept an appointment of that type without the authority to really work and accomplish a great deal. And what people will watch and want to know is whether this is the beginning of a kind of serious commitment.
Ludig was recruited for the Boeing job by the company's lead board member, Kenneth Duberstein, who'd known Ludig when Duberstein served as White House chief of staff in the Reagan administration and Ludig served in the Justice Department. Boeing officials were impressed when Ludig insisted on paying his own way for meetings in Chicago, telling the Boeing brass that if it didn't work out, he didn't want to have accepted anything of value while a federal judge. For all practical purposes, the 51-year-old Ludig has spent his entire life in public service, first in the Reagan and Bush administrations, and then for 15 years as a federal court judge. A few years ago, Ludig jokingly applied for a job with a Washington, D.C. law firm after reading that lawyers straight out of law school were making as much as federal judges. John Roberts, then a senior partner in the firm and now Chief Justice, turned him down, informing him, tongue-in-cheek, that the position did not include life tenure or the wearing of black robes. For Ludig, the robes are off now, and his compensation will jump from $171,000 a year to an estimated $1 million+. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.